Jane Stewart as the Six Shooter. The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the Six Shooter. Coleman, America's leader in modern automatic home heating equipment and the National Broadcasting Company, present Jane Stewart as the Six Shooter. A transcribed series of dramas based on the life of Britt Ponson, the Texas plainsman who wandered through the Western territories, leaving behind a trail of still-remembered legends. Now, in just a moment, immediately following this important announcement, you'll hear Act One of The Six Shooter. Last year, thousands of Americans who tried to get away with carelessness on the highways were killed or permanently injured in traffic accidents. And remember, accidents don't always happen to the other fellow. Unless you are meticulous in your observance of the rules of highway safety, you and your loved ones are vulnerable to the menace of traffic accidents. Every motorist should take an active role in supporting the safety movement in his or her community. Encourage driver training in your high schools. Teach your children the rules of safety on the highway. Remember, the life you save may be your own. Now, Act One of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart.
And a grandstand seat, a rocking chair on the front porch of the Temple City Hotel. Not that there was much to watch. A couple of women looking at the bonnets in the windows of Bradley's Mercantile and some kids playing mummy peg over in the alley next to the bank. And the checker game in the shadow of a big elm across the street. But it was a couple of days before I was due to pick up some cattle in Atterbury for Mrs. Pritchard. And, well, Temple City seemed as good a place as any to stop over. I was considering taking a little nap when I saw Will. At least that's who I thought it was. He was coming out of the general store carrying a box of groceries. I couldn't be sure, though, because just as he started to climb into a wagon, another man rode up alongside and shut off my view.
Well, look who's in town. You doing the marketing, Will? Thought the women usually did that. But I guess in your case, it ain't such a bad idea to switch things around.
I was hoping I'd run into you, Temple. Two of my cows have been killed this week.
You mean your wife's cows, don't you, Will? It wasn't two, it was three. The boys found another one grazing on my side of the creek this morning. You're going to have to do something about that fence of yours. You won't have no stock left at all.
That fence was all right yesterday.
Maybe. But this is today.
Now, you listen to me, Temple.
I figure it's about time you done the listening, Will. I want your wife's ranch. Ain't made no bones about it. She was willing to sell until you came along.
She ain't willing now.
I'll give you $2 an acre. That's more than a fair price. Anybody will tell you that.
We're not going to be shoved off that land, not for $2 an acre or 20.
Then maybe I'd better talk to Sarah, seeing as how it's her property.
No! No. I'm warning you. You stay away from our ranch and our cattle, or I'll... Or I'll...
Well, go on. Tell me what you'll do, Will. I'd be real interested to find out.
Come on, Bill.
If it was Sarah giving him the warning, I might take it seriously, seeing as how she wears the pants in her family.
The wagon moved in closer where I was sitting. I got a good look at him now. He'd changed a lot since last time we met up. He was older. There were a couple of those squint wrinkles between his eyes. Even so, he still could have been more than 23 or 4, seeing as how he was only about 20 when we worked on the West Star Roundup together.
Hey, Will! Will! Hey, Will!
I thought he'd recognize me, but I... Well, I guess I'd changed some, too. I wasn't getting aged or nothing like that, but I'd...
I'd ripened up a bit, I guess. Anyway, Will kind of glanced my way and then drove on. And from the way he was holding those reins, I had a pretty good idea of what he was thinking. This Temple fella, he pushed him too far. And if I knew Will, he was getting ready to do something about it. Well, there was no point in trying to run him down now. We'd probably meet up later. So I went into the hotel and looked around for a place to sit down. The clerk behind the desk was playing a game of solitaire.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Ponsett. Something I can do for you?
No, don't think so.
Room all right?
Yeah, it's fine. Room's fine.
Real pleasure having you stand with us. Anything you'd like.
What do you think? The Black Queen.
Huh?
The plays on the King of Diamonds.
Oh, thank you. Like to look at the Denver paper? Just came in on the stage.
No, thanks. Just the same. I was sort of figuring on a little snooze. A little too much racket outside.
I know what you mean. Noah Temple's got a voice that carries all right. I could hear him and Will arguing clear in here.
Yeah.
Don't amount to nothing now, Mr. Ponsett. They've been squaring off like that ever since Will moved to town and married Sarah Blake.
Oh?
Oh, looks like I'm stuck. Good thing I'm not playing at the gambling hall. I'd be out of $50. You see, Noah's got the idea of buying Sarah's ranch, and there ain't going to be no stopping him until he buys it.
Will he need her land for any reason?
Sure thinks he does. Now, if I can just get me the ace of spades. 40 years ago, Noah's grandfather started this town. He owned all the acres between the foothills and the creek out south. Well, Temple said it was named for him, as a matter of fact.
Is that so?
But the old man's son, Fred, well, he wasn't much good. First thing you know, he'd sold off nearly everything his dad had left him. When Noah took over, he swore he'd get all the Temple property back again. Guess it sort of stuck in his craw that Temple's wasn't the biggest outfit in the valley no more. Doggone that Black Seven.
How's Noah Temple been doing?
Well, first folks didn't take him serious. They thought he was just a talker like his father, but he sure fooled them. Yeah, today he's got more acres than his granddaddy ever had. There's only one piece of the original Temple setup he ain't been able to buy back. That land of Sarah.
Oh?
Sure was a surprise when Will wouldn't let her sell it. Nobody ever figured he'd stand up to Noah. A man like him.
Was there something wrong with him?
7, 8, 9. What's that? Oh, well, you see, Mr. Ponte, Will's a coward. Unless he is, he's yellow clear through. He won't ever wear a gun. If there's a posse being formed, he don't go along. And if there's a fight, he lays low. You can call him names, you can insult him. The way Noah Temple did, he just takes it.
Gee, that sure don't sound like him to me.
You know Will, Mr. Ponson?
Used to. A couple of years ago, we worked around up together.
Oh, that must have been before he moved to Temple City.
Yeah, it's down in Texas. Back there, Willie Techman wasn't afraid of nobody or nothing. And for a youngster, he's mighty fancy with a gun.
Techman?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, but that ain't his name, Mr. Ponson. Will's name is Fetter.
Oh?
Yeah, Will Fetter. Oh, no wonder you were surprised about him being yellow. You got the wrong man.
Uh-huh.
Well, they must look alike. It's a friend of yours and Will Fetter.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I do, yeah. I went upstairs to my room, started to pull my boots off. You know, it's funny, I hadn't been doing anything but sit all day, and my feet hurt worse than I'd been walking 20 miles.
Oh.
I looked out the window. The sun was just about even with the church steeple. I saw it'd be around 3 o'clock. Yeah. I had a couple hours before supper, so I let myself down in a bed. Yeah? Well, come on in.
Mr. Ponsett?
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. I didn't know it was a lady.
I'm sorry to bother you, Mr. Ponsett.
Oh, not at all. I wasn't exactly what you'd call busy. Won't you sit down?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, wait, I'll get those boots out of your way.
Mr. Ponsett, I'm Will's wife.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you, ma'am.
Will told me you were in town today. He saw you. And you saw him, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. At least I thought I did.
Well, you can't tell anyone he's here, Mr. Ponson.
Oh?
You didn't come to Temple City looking for Will, did you? Will thought maybe that was the reason. We heard about what happened in Prescott last winter when you came across Bar Cleaver.
Well, you heard wrong, ma'am. I didn't come across Cleaver. He came across me. And as for Will,
he's made a new life here. A good life. If he has to go back to prison...
Prison? Oh.
Well, you knew about the bank robbery in Austin and about him breaking out before... You knew, didn't you?
No, ma'am. No, I haven't been back that way since...
Then you wouldn't have told the marshal? But we thought... We were sure. What have I done?
Now, just take it easy, ma'am.
Oh, if I hadn't come to see you, nobody would have known he was Will Teckman.
You know, things have a way of coming out sooner or later. How much longer was Will supposed to serve?
2 years.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not so long when you're young.
We're going to have a baby, Mr. Ponson. But I almost wouldn't want to have him if he was going to grow up knowing his father'd been in prison. Why should Will have to go back? Why?
Well, I guess maybe you'd better ask the judge who sentenced him, ma'am.
What I mean is they say it's so a man will live a decent, respectable life when he comes out. And Will's already living a decent, respectable life. He works hard. He never makes trouble for anybody. He doesn't even wear a gun, and he promised me he never will.
Was that your idea, not wearing a gun?
Before we were married, he told me about the trouble in Austin and how he broke out of prison. I suppose I should have made him go back. But I was so much in love, I couldn't. So I asked him to give me his word he'd never use a gun again, never even carry one.
It must have been kind of hard on a fellow like Will to keep holding himself back that way.
It hasn't been easy. I've heard what men like Noah Temple call him. But Will takes it. He's kept his word.
This fellow Temple, you know, the way he and Will were going at it today, it sounded like they were heading for trouble.
Won't be anything serious. Will just doesn't want us to be pushed off of the ranch. You can't hold that against him.
No, there's not.
Then you won't tell the marshal over in Atterbury? Or anybody?
Well, I don't imagine Marshal Sanders like me mixing into his business. This is his district. I guess he can take care of it. Anyway, he has so far. But now, look here,
Thank you, Mr. Ponson.
Well,
thank
well, now,
you.
Now,
and thanks for Will, too.
Wait. Well, after all, you know, most of what she said was true. Sending Will back to prison might do more harm than good, but... And it wasn't up to me to sit judgment on him. I was going to be leaving town today or so anyway, and if anything happened after that, it wouldn't be my concern, so... Of course, a man does have certain duties even if he's not wearing a badge. A man who spots a wanted criminal, he's supposed to report it. And I always had before. I scraped some of the mud off my boots and washed my face, put on a clean shirt, and went downstairs into the lobby. The clerk was still playing solitaire.
Just beat myself again, Mr. Ponson. I was playing in the gambling hall. I'd be ahead about $140. Pretty good for one afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, real good. About time for supper?
Yeah, go right on in. Molly will fix you up. Got baked ham tonight.
Fine.
Oh, say, Mr. Ponson?
Yeah?
Remember us talking about Will Fetter and him being afraid to carry a gun?
Uh-huh.
Well, the darndest thing just happened. Oh, it wasn't any more than 15 minutes ago, I guess everybody's talking about. He went into Bradley's Mercantile and he bought himself a carbine.
Oh?
Of course, he's just trying to bluff Noah Temple. Folks are giving 10-1. Will don't even know how to load a rifle. Where you going, Mr. Ponson? Dining room's over there.
I guess maybe I'm not hungry yet. Say, whereabouts is Will's ranch? I think maybe I'll take a little ride. Maybe work up an appetite.
We'll return to James Stewart as the six-shooter in a moment. First, a word from Coleman, America's leader in modern automatic home heating equipment.
When winter comes, does your house shrink like this?
Well, I guess it's time to close off that back room. There's just no way to heat it.
Don't deprive yourself of valuable living space. Get a Coleman automatic heater and enjoy new warmth in the hardest-to-heat room.
Get your Coleman oil or gas heater now during Coleman's big bonus sale. You'll get three bonuses.
A new low price.
Yes, now you can get a dependable Coleman oil or gas heater at a new low price.
A new low operating cost.
Coleman saves you up to 25% on heating bills because Coleman gives you maximum heat from your fuel.
And a 32-piece set of Libby Safe Edge glassware worth $14. It's free with your new Coleman heater.
Get three big bonuses during Coleman's big bonus sale. The sale is for a limited time only, so see your Coleman dealer tomorrow. Look for his name in your telephone directory.
Remember, comfort costs so little with a Coleman.